We always look forward to our chats with Simone Harradine. It's almost like she lives in the center of all exciting things that are happening, and Artscape being that space where everything from fashion shows to amazing theater happens. So it's great to catch up with Simone to hear what's happening under the spotlight. And Simone is fresh from Bluey. Lots of excitement with young people in the space. Good morning and welcome to Jet Setting with Janet, Simone.
Good morning, Janet. Always great to be on Jet Setting with Janet and talking all things arts and in particularly what's happening at Artscape. I mean, as you've just said, Artscape is always exciting and it seems as if we're heading in for a cold winter as usual, but at Artscape we will always keep you warm with a host of entertaining productions.
Well, that's all we need to hear, and we are set for the winter ahead, Simone. What's it
Yeah.
been like with all that young energy at the theatre?
It's actually, to be quite honest, it's actually quite fun. We've got an intern from the island of Reunion in
Oh,
our
exciting.
communications and marketing department, and taking him around the theater with all these pitter patter of feet and the young ones and their parents. And I was just telling him yesterday that it's such fun to see the theater alive during the day as well, because normally the auditoria only come alive, from about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock when we start productions, whether
Correct.
it be in the opera house or the theater or the arena. So it's actually great to see this buzz. It creates us a buzz and it creates an energy, Janet, that you, whenever you, especially if you see these kids and you know that this is our future audiences. That's going to come to Artscape. So yeah, it's quite a buzz at Artscape at the moment with Bluey.
Amazing. I love the pitter patter of little feet. And I can just imagine the wonder because friends have been sending me videos of their kids watching Bluey and all the interaction. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, how much joy and excitement on these young people's faces. It's just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
We are fresh from Bluey, but what can we
Yes.
look forward to forthcoming from the theatre?
Yes, this week we've got the production called Back to Back. It is by none other than the inimitable Alistair Isabel and the other inimitable Laquan Adams.
Oh,
And
what a
they are
combo.
looking exactly. They are looking at 42 years of friendship and 40 or well, 42 years of friendship and about 40 odd years of working together in the arts industry. Now, obviously, I suppose most people will know that Alistair Isabel became a household name as a 9-year-old boy in the musical, the Heat musical by David Cramer, District 6. And then, of course, later he gained fame with his hit cover of Venus in 1993. And then his impressive theatrical performances in Cat and the Kings, The Buddy Holly Story, The
Oh,
Doo
he's
Boys, etc.,
just
etc.
part of the Cape Town fabric is our
Part of
Alistair
Cape Town
Isabel.
Fabric, and these are the very some of the very same productions that Luqman Adams starred in as well. Luqman Adams being one of our foremost artists, not just in Cape Town, but they've become a household South African name. So they're looking back on the 42 years where they started off as 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and 42 years later, how it takes a bit longer to get out of bed, and how it takes a bit longer to get warm, and the eyesight that's going, but still the camaraderie and the friendship between the two of them. So it's going to be laugh a minute, but obviously with their amazing singing talent, forming part of their productions as well, and it's
Wonderful.
until this weekend. In fact, Janet, I would advise those who want to come and see the production to come on Friday because I believe Saturday and Sunday is already sold out.
Wow, what great news that is. They
Yeah.
are super popular. I'm not surprised at all. So we've got a taste of local talent coming up at the Artscape Theatre this weekend. And what's more on the bill, Simone?
Then we've got the Waterfront Theatre School with the annual production. I mean, the Waterfront Theatre School, based obviously at right at the entrance of the waterfront, has produced quite a few luminaries the past few years that's been run by Delia Sainsbury. Some of them have gone on to win Fleda Cup and Naledi Awards, and some of them are even performing on the stages of the West End in London.
Wow,
So
phenomenal. I was so
with
excited the other day. I saw Delia Sainsbury and she probably must
yes.
have thought, who is this crazy person? I said, oh my God, I'm so starstruck. You've been part of, the theatre fabric for the longest time as a student and as an adult. And here you are at the Artscape Theatre in person. Let it not be said that we don't meet luminaries all the time at Artscape, right?
Absolutely, Jadis, and not to give away our age. I mean, we grew up with Delia Sainsbury on television, remember? When she used to present those kiddies programs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we
Yeah.
would sit full of glee waiting for this to happen. She was a continuity announcer.
Yes. And so everyone's talking about Jamie is based on a true story, and it's about Jamie in this five a very vibrant, uplifting musical. He's 16 years old. And he has this dream. He's a boy from Sheffield, and he has this dream of becoming a drag queen. And it's, I think it's especially pertinent in the current climate that we live from certain governments of the West that is trying to curtail these expressions of being oneself. So this is quite an uplifting musical, Janet, because Jamie is supported in his quest by his loving mother, his best friend, and then an unexpected mentor. So he finds the courage through the support to step into the spotlight despite the challenges that he's facing. So this is a high-energy musical that's a heartfelt drama and celebrates the theme of self-expression, acceptance, and resilience. And just to add, Janet, that it also celebrates the South African Constitution, where we are guaranteed the freedom of expression and the freedom to be who we want to be.
Phenomenal. And it's a conversation that never gets old because there, in this day and age, like you said, there is this muzzling of expression, which is so frightening to think that 30 years into our own liberation, that there are superpowers that are wanting to curb expression. It's just not acceptable. So an important conversation to keep. To keep open and continue to keep having.
Absolutely. And then one of the productions, not this week, but the following week, that I would want to mention to the listeners is Mandisi Jantshi's. This is the very first time that Mandisi Jantshi's known for his Western classical and African indigenous music, and especially his trumpet performances. I'm more in Janet, I'm always in love when he sounds that trumpet than when he sings. I'm sorry that I've got to say that, but I just think he's absolutely amazing on the trumpet. So this is the very first time that he's going to perform with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. I mean, what a treat. That's next week
Wow, what
on the
an
11th.
amazing collab.
Yeah, on the 11th and 12th for two shows only. It's in the Opera House. I know that the one show we've already got 900 tickets for the one and 800 tickets for the other. So that's just over
Wow.
50% of the Opera House sold out already.
Already phenomenal.
And this is definitely going to be an iconic concert because it's the first time that he's going to perform with the full Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. But we will go in more detail in next week's Jet Setting with Janet
Fantastic.
about
I'm
this
looking
concert.
forward to that. And I must say, I think we all go weak at the knees for the musicians and the artists. Forget the hedge fund managers and the corporate bankers. Those artists just do it for me. And
Absolutely.
when somebody plays the trumpet, they transport you to a different world. So what an amazing collaboration with the Cape Town Philharmonic. And I also saw in the press that the Cape Town Philharmonic is going to be playing at the Ryland Civic Centre. And I thought, how wonderful to be able to take
Yes.
this to the people on the ground. So that's more exciting news.
Yes, that's correct. And also, Cape Town Opera is also performing in various community centres across the peninsula. I know they've got one at Woodstock, I think, also this weekend, and they've got one in Athlone, if I'm not mistaken. And then later on, they've got an opera, a school's opera coming up. Well, not a school's opera, an opera for schools coming up in at the Joseph Stone. But more details of that in subsequent Jet Settings.
We are waiting with great excitement to hear more, Simon. So that's a wrap up now for what's happening at the theatre this week. Simon, always a pleasure to catch up. And I know you are always tottering around in those amazing heels all over that magnificent theatre. So we're going to say goodbye to you and let you go to continue with your wonderful work there at the Artscape Theatre.
Thank you, Janet, and chat next week.
Looking forward. Ciao, ciao.